What is marketing really? Christian business owners must understand the holistic approach to marketing. It is not just running ads. Running ads is called advertising. You are broadcasting a single message on a single channel. Marketing is so much more than that. It covers everything from how your logo looks to how you answer the phone, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The definition of marketing. If you look at dictionary, you will find this definition: the total of activities involved in the transfer of goods from the producer or seller to the consumer or buyer, including advertising, shipping, storing, and selling. It says that it is a noun and comes from the Latin word for traffic, trading, and market. Dictionary.com. The Business Dictionary.com defines it like this: the management process through which goods and services move from concept to the customer. It includes the coordination of four elements called the four P's of marketing: product, price, place, and promotion. One defines it as activities, one defines it as a process. I want you to take a different approach to marketing. Marketing is a responsibility. It is more than just your opportunity to tell everyone about your product. It is your opportunity to help others. Quick story. I was in Amway back in the 90s. It was a great group of people and I learned a lot about business from these leaders. They always touted that I should tell everyone about Amway. They wanted me to be an Amway evangelist. I understand the concept. There was something missing. I would talk to people who I could see was hurting. I wanted to sell them the newest vitamins or soap or whatever our focus was for that day, but I couldn't just sell. I thought to myself, I should have this kind of an attitude about Jesus. I should want to tell everyone about him, not about a business. I was discouraged because I could not bring those two concepts together. I have a love for people and truly wanted them to know about God. Yet, I had an opportunity and something that would help them and I wanted them to know about that, too. I had to make a decision about which one to focus on. Much later in life, it hit me. It is not a matter of one or the other. It is a choice of both. Marketing redefined. Marketing is your opportunity to help others. If you want to succeed, offer the greatest product at the greatest price to help the greatest number of people. That is marketing. Marketing is not about how many followers you have on social media or how many employees you have on your payroll. Marketing is about how many lives you have impacted and made better. If you redefine your idea of marketing and become customer-focused, you won't worry about growth because it will happen naturally. Yes, you should have something on social media and you should do whatever you can to get your message in front of your ideal customers. You have a moral responsibility to make sure everyone who needs your product or service knows about what you offer. You have a responsibility to tell them why you are the greatest. Becoming the greatest. Talking about being the greatest may make you think you are bragging. In a way you are, but you are bragging about how God has gifted you and granted you the opportunity to help people. You are bragging about what makes your business different than others. It's called your USP, or unique selling point. You are not putting down other companies, you are building up your customers. Greatest is defined by you. You should always strive for excellence and an opportunity to wow your customers. As Christians, our business should look better, feel better, and be better. We serve the Creator of the universe and we should represent our best in all that we do. Historically, Christian businesses have done little more than put the word Christian somewhere in their ads or name. Then they offer shoddy work hoping Christians will buy their wares. They think that people will flock to them if they put an ad in the Christian Yellow Page or put a flyer at church. Let me be blunt, Christian is not a marketing ploy. Being a Christian is about living a life that is God-honoring, people-loving and kingdom-focused. If you can represent God in your business and show the world how much you care, then and only then should you put the name of Christ in your business. Being a Christian in business is about living a life that is God-honoring, people-loving and kingdom-focused. Tweet this by clicking below. Being a Christian in business is about living a life that is God-honoring, people-loving and kingdom-focused. Conclusion. Marketing is about offering the best products or services and making sure your customers know about it. We will be talking much more about marketing on Christian Business Revolution. Part of my mission here is to help Christians rise above mediocrity and develop a business that honors God, helps people and shares the love of Christ in practical, real-life ways. Won't you join us on this adventure? We are Christians that help one another grow. We offer a free membership with Bible studies and blog reminders. But, if you really want to take your business to the next level, join our growth membership. It is very affordable. Plus, as a member, you have the ability to ask specific questions about your business each month in our live online training. Find out more now. In the meantime, look at your business. Question 1. Are you offering the greatest products and services because you know you serve the greatest Savior? If so, great. Let us know what you are doing on our Facebook page. If not, get to work honoring God with your business. Question 2. Are you making sure everyone who needs to know about your business knows about it? If so, great job, you should be mentoring another business owner. If not, develop a plan for your business. If you need help, you can hire a business marketing coach or join our membership and ask your questions. That's what we do here at Christian Business Revolution. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.